This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in Washington, a U.S. House committee has issued a report on a year-long investigation of Trump administration efforts to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. We have a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The report shows a longtime friend of President Trump's, Tom Barrack, was involved in pushing one company in particular, IP3 International, which wanted to build nuclear plants in Saudi Arabia without the so-called gold standard that prevents the use of nuclear plants to develop nuclear weapons. Investigators say IP3 officials had unprecedented access to the highest levels of the Trump administration, Trump himself, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and several cabinet secretaries, including Rick Perry, Steve Mnuchin, and Mike Pompeo. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Hundreds of people in the California town of Gilroy held a candlelight vigil Monday night in remembrance of three people killed while attending a food festival. Gilroy's Mayor Roland Velasco says the community cannot allow itself to be defeated by the shooting.
They took a small town festival that has generated millions of dollars over the last 41 years. They took that from us. He took that from us.
On Sunday evening, a 19-year-old man opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which draws thousands of people from the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. The suspect was shot and killed by police after he apparently entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence, avoiding security checks. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong descended into the city's subway system today, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations along the route, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other subway stops. Clashes broke out between demonstrators and angry commuters. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and China are renewing trade talks today, but hopes for major progress toward an agreement are low, as AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More than 50 inmates in a North Brazilian prison were killed during a riot on Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison said 16 men were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the violence after one gang set fire to a cell containing inmates of a rival gang. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. The inmate population has grown from 500,000 a decade ago to an estimated 841,000. Back in the United States, the state of New York is reducing penalties for marijuana possession. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
A bill signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo softens penalties for possessing small amounts of pot, and in some cases, the legal record is wiped clean. The changes mean unlawful possession of marijuana in New York results in the equivalent of a traffic ticket instead of a criminal charge. The governor says communities of color have especially been hard hit by marijuana laws, and that injustice is coming to an end. But advocates for legal marijuana say people in New York can still face probation violations and immigration consequences under the decriminalization bill. I'm Ed Donahue.
A newly released United Nations report says the Islamic State self-declared caliphate may be gone, but its leaders are hanging on in Syria and Iraq, where they remain intent on direct attacks on targets around the world. The report warns the terror organization has continued its evolution into a mainly covert network since the fall of Baghouz in March. It was the last territory the Islamic State group held in Syria. A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen reportedly killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20 others. The missile slammed into a market in Sana'a province in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the Houthis of attacking the market themselves despite Yemenis who oppose them. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice. KOMA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in